Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or Lechof Ches Marcheshvan, learning about Onos Dvorim, and last night we're in Siman Samach Gimel. Siman Samach Gimel, Siv Dalet said you're not allowed to fool someone. Certainly in monetary matters you're not allowed to fool them, then it's really a monetary issue. But even Gnevus Das, like we say, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not so marich in Gnevus Das. If someone thinks you did them a favor, there's halachas when you have to set them straight and say, I didn't. When you don't have to set them straight, when you should, Al Tufnim Yishurus Adin. So that's what he's saying. And we're in Siv Dalet. Also, Lignov Das Ad Brios, you're not allowed to fool someone. It's Gnevus Das. You're stealing his mind. You're making him have an attitude, right? You're taking away his connection to reality, and you're fooling him. You're connecting him to not reality. Pirish l'ramos b'dvorim, avol b'shein bo chisor en momen.
I think the Rav was talking about the 299.
That's, yeah. I'm not sure that's onos dvorim, that's even onos of... That might mean a monetary. Yeah, no, you're right. That's probably onos dvorim. I'm not sure if it's Gnevus Das. It's onos dvorim. Maybe it's Mefsaka Gnevus Das. You're fooling him. Afilu Das Akum. And now that'll be going to Das Akum. Lochain Osolo Ilimko. Lochain Osor Limko Lo Besar Nevela Beches Kashruto. They think that Kashrut is preferable to them. And so it gets a little complicated. Let's say they think Pesach Shchuta is better for them, but it's really not. And you know it's not. And they don't know it's not. So we're not even talking about charging him more. So, again, there's many halachos. He's very makatza, but be aware that it's an issue. You sell... Sell someone a Pasanonic tape recorder. They used to sell on the street, right? A Swash watch. So even if Punkta works as well, maybe, you know, but if, and you don't charge him, you're charging him less than it costs, but you're fooling him. That's what he's talking about. You're fooling him. In Moichere is a Dover Sheish Momum, Apple Pish a Dover Shovah, Kmoshu Mokrolo, Mikomukom Sark Lodia Lalakeche Samum. And the stories of tzaddikim that when they showed their houses to potential buyers, they would show them around the house and say, this is what's wrong with the house, this is what's wrong with the house. The electricity is not so good in this room. You might have to replace the ceiling in this room in a couple of years. And that's as they showed them their houses. Okay. Now he throws in parentheses, umatana lekum shem gnevus das. That's not also, it's very... The Pashtus is saying that if you give someone a matana, you can give him a Panasonic tape recorder. But it's not so clear. Look, Marshall, at the next sif. Well, Yivakish Machaver Sheyochal Etzlo, you can't invite him. There's always an issue by weddings and things. You know he's not going to accept the invitation. And you want to... So it's pretty clear in Shulchan Aruch and the Nisa Kalim that what's usur, the courtesy invitation, that if you wouldn't invite him, he would be insulted, it's certainly mutter. Because in etiquette, in the way of social interaction, there's such a thing called the courtesy invitation. And that's not Gnevus Das. He doesn't have a special akaras atov. Wow, he wants me to come to the wedding. Because he knows there's such a thing as a courtesy invitation, and that's Shavu'ot Lakol. But it's talking about that you're giving him the impression that, and he feels good about it, like you really, really want him. And you know he's not coming, and you don't really want him. So that's called Gnevus Das. But there also, the poskim talk about where you have a purpose in mind to taka make him feel good. You know, you're not looking, the Gnevus Das is that he's makir tov to you. That's the word geneva, and geneva's das is that you're taking from him akaras hatov, that you don't deserve. But if that's not your intention, and maybe it's not even going to happen, but it's just you want him to feel good, and you know he will feel good if he gets a personal invitation, and you know he can't come, and you're doing it in a way that he that it's geneva's das, really, but your intention is to benefit him. I don't know, maybe it's still also it's unclear. If he has a course of talk to you, so you're still being kind of his das. I guess it would only be mutter, I would only be ready to go out on a limb and say it's mutter if you, because you're not allowed to steal from someone for his benefit either. Someone's careless with his things. This can happen, especially parents with children, it's not really theirs, and maybe it's not a neighbor. But you say, I'm going to teach him a lesson, you know, I told him so many times to take care of his MP3. He leaves it laying around, I'm going to teach him a lesson. You take it. It's called Gonei Valmanas Lamekat. You want to be Mitzayer him. And you mean good. You want to teach him a lesson. You want to be Mechanech him. But that's the lesser. I don't know about a child. It's not really his. And you have a Mitzvah Shechinah. But for someone else, it's certainly usher. So I'm saying not only is our good intentions, right, good intentions on the road to hell. There is a memra. So we'll stick with that. It's usher. And the courtesy invitation is mutter. But to start saying, I want to make him feel good, so I'm mamish inviting him and I'm persistent in my invitation, well, my son is Gneva's das, because he's makir tov to you and he feels you're his friend, and you're not really. He thinks a relationship is there that's not there. Maybe it's a shiloh. Maybe it's a shiloh. If you feel he'll gain from that, I don't know. But stealing is not mutter just because he'll gain from it. Okay, litlo matonik shodei shlo yikabel. You shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to give you this. You're pretty sure he's going to say no, but you gain that hakaras hatov. Chen chol kayotzim b'zeh, figure it out for yourselves. In Shulchan Aruch ground, then in other svarim, there's much more of an arichus, and you know, that's in different scenarios and different cases. Good old, what we call, we know this is a phrase everyone heard. You're fooling him. See, again, this is tough. You're giving him respect, and you really despise him. Okay, sometimes you're mechuyif to respect the person. You're mechuyif to show respect. It's not talking about that. To show respect to someone, and you don't feel it, but that's too bad. Adrav, you have to do the mitzvah, even if you don't feel it. So I guess it means, again, you're going to das because you want it to be makir tov to you, or you want it to think. I mean, it's common. I want the person to think I'm his friend, because I get certain benefits out of it if he thinks I'm his friend. Really, I have no intention to do it. I don't want to be his friend. I have no interest in the friendship. But I gain from it, so that's Geneva's das. You have this a lot, you have it by everyone. You certainly have it in school, but in classes, especially with girls. They live this, their whole high school years especially, they live this, who's friends with whom, and who's up and who's down. And who's the queen of the class, and who's the neb, and who's the this, and who's the that, and who's going to whose house. It's a whole ASAP.
You mean the comical other, the Save Upon Yofas?
Save Upon Yofas is light. It's courtesy. It's the courtesy invitation. But if you create a feeling that you're a special friend of his, I would imagine, I'd go out on a limb and say it's only when you create that he's now makir tov to you. Or he thinks he's your good friend, and he's makir tov to you. So he'll do something for you. It's not the doing, it's the theoretical. He would do something for you because now he feels close to you. But you really, it's not true. It's not true. You're just doing it.
Happens in the dating.
Elie, he told me to, what?
Dating all the time. One thinks, the other one...
Dating?
Geneva's
das?
This idea that this person, one of them thinks that the
Yeah, but and dating, no one does a bedafka. Hadarab, it just causes a lot of... No one bedafka leads the other person on to thinking. I guess it could happen. You know, that would be mamish cruel. Yeah, that's cruel. That's not just enables that. That's cruel. Be honest. Be pibbly boshavin. Vinog b'sfasemes v'ruach nachol b'leif tohar. Hey, Tanya's 9:35. I'm reminding everyone. A new time. Anybody have any connections in Misrat HaBriyot? I have my doctor friend wants to move to Israel. They're making him nuts. Yeah, they want him to be interning. They want him he's like a doctor for 30 years already. What? I need someone to push it through. Yeah. Yeah. He said, meanwhile, they're saying he has to intern in the hospital for a year. Yeah. And then I'll pay him.
What are they doing with some
talking? What? Litzman. Anybody know Litzman? Litzman's the head of the Briot. We don't like Litzman, but if I have to ask him for a favor, I'll ask him for a favor. I don't mind. Anybody can get me into Litzman? Really, I would go to him. I'd ask him. This guy's a very chashuv of a person. Push it through.
Experience 25, and
they're making them intern for a year. Same as who?
Deutsch.
What?
Dr. Deutsch.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Yes,
he wants to. They're not rules. All you need is one bureaucrat to stamp it without it.
Yeah.
So that's what he's looking for. I go to Litzman's house. I mean, I need an appointment with Litzman, I guess. It's crazy. It's my. I guess so. He talked to them. I don't know. Not coming so fast. He has to get rid of his practice. He has to unwind his practice.